Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Friday, July 17th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. Members of the legislature's blockchain committee discussed a draft bill that would regulate the use of artificial intelligence and automated systems in government. Wyoming Public Radio's Jordan Uplinger reports.
The bill would allow government entities to use artificial intelligence products, large language models, and similar systems, but it would restrict those systems from making consequential decisions. Senator Chris Raffis, a Laramie Democrat, says the bill was meant to prevent problems observed in other states, like wrongful denial of benefits.
So one of the best practices that's generally recognized in artificial intelligence at this point in time is just make sure that if it's doing something of consequence, that a human actually had legitimately their eyes on it, so that you've got the human in the chain of command loop where they're responsible for it.
Senator Tara Nethercott, a Cheyenne Republican, pushed back. She says the bill draft would create unnecessary and complex regulation.
I mean, the government can't say I'm not responsible because I used an Excel spreadsheet or because I used this software. The government will be responsible no matter what.
The two senators went back and forth before the committee opted to continue to work on the bill over the interim. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jordan Uplinger.
This week's heat wave broke dozens of daily record highs across the state. Wyoming News Now's Alex Searle has this recap.
Portions of central and northern Wyoming saw the warmest temperatures, and some cities like Warland and Sheridan broke all-time record highs. While Casper did not break any all-time records, they did see 3 days in a row of triple-digit heat. National Weather Service meteorologist Taylor Whitman says this type of heat is rare for the Casper area, as they only average one 100-degree day a year.
Some place like Casper, which goes back to 1939, looking at records there, they hit 100 about every year to year and a half.
While we saw triple-digit heat for much of the state, southern Wyoming did not quite get as warm. Cheyenne recorded 3 days in a row of temperatures in the 90s, and the hottest temperature was measured at 93 degrees.
That's Wyoming News Now's Alex Searle reporting. Hot water in Yellowstone National Park's rivers means no fishing in certain areas. KHOL in Jackson, Wyoming reports the Firehole and Madison Rivers and their tributaries are closed to fishing, so is part of the Gibbon. The park says it has received reports of dead fish in the Firehole River following days where peak water temperatures range from 80 to 86 degrees Fahrenheit. The closure remains in effect until conditions improve. There are no fishing restrictions on other park lakes. A top executive with Oracle, which is behind the massive Project Jupiter data center in rural southern New Mexico, says the proposed site has been redesigned amid public concerns about its impact on the environment. The Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey has more.
Environmental groups have voiced opposition to the 1,400-acre site since it was introduced. They point to increased water use and air pollution. Those concerns led Oracle to revise its plans for the data center that would house OpenAI, known for its ChatGPT platform. Julia Robin is the head of Oracle's Infrastructure and Planning Division.
The point is we're listening now and we've shifted our approach significantly.
The new permit now describes the site as a, quote, minor source of emissions, including nitrous oxide, an ozone precursor. Robin says the company has pivoted away from piping in natural gas and will instead use fuel cell technology that emits less pollution. Still, such revisions don't sit well with some environmental groups, which point to the site as a new source of carbon emissions. Some plan to oppose Oracle's new permit at the state's environment office. I'm Jenny Kinsey for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Officials in a Nevada city say their region has become a national test case for President Trump's push to expand data centers. A company that faced city opposition to its data center pivoted and won approval from federal officials. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
think it's a good idea.
In a packed public city council hearing in Boulder City, residents and local officials reacted to the news that a data center moved its plan to Federal Bureau of Land Management land and won approval. Council members Steve Walton and Denise Asherst.
This is absolutely out of line, just ridiculous.
I researched it. They've never did a data center on BLM land, so this is new for them too.
The city would remain responsible for essential services like fire, police. City Attorney Brittany Walker said the council was not contacted by federal officials in advance.
And those are things that would have been explored had the BLM followed the correct process.
Walker also pointed to the president's signing of an executive order last year aimed at fast-tracking data center construction. Townsite Solar 2 has not yet provided a response to our request for an interview. Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. Bighorn County students are getting a four-legged boost in their reading skills. The Gray Bull Standard reports Tess Nelson runs True North Trauma-Informed Equine Assisted Learning. Through its summer program, students get to practice reading skills alongside horses. They do that by using hoofbeats to count syllables, writing the words in chalk on the horses themselves, and simply just reading out loud to them. Furry friends are also working hard in Buffalo. The Buffalo Bulletin reports Bring Your Dog to Work Day is every day for some locals. Tank, the Golden Retriever, encourages customers at Get It, Got It Screen Printing to get some pets in. Dahlia, the German Shepherd, brightens the day for visitors at the 4th Judicial Circuit Court. And Spud, the Corgi, comforts and calms residents at the Amy Holt Care Center Retirement Home. A Wyoming man surprised many in his ninja debut. The Green River Star reports Gabriel Villalobos made a run for it on the new season of the TV show American Ninja Warrior. He almost made it to the buzzer and the national finals, but fell short at the last obstacle. But now, professionals from across the country are reaching out to him, and he's already preparing an audition video for next season. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. Before Wyoming became a state, what other country's flags flew over what is now the Equality State? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, when and where was the first business established west of the Missouri River? Fort William was erected at the confluence of the Laramie and North Platte Rivers in 1834 by fur traders William Sublette and Robert Campbell. It is regarded as the first trading post west of the Missouri, although I'd wager there were probably already a few unofficial saloons around the place. Congratulations to Manny Johansson, the first with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great weekend and join us again on Monday.